NPR Music is looking for the next great undiscovered musician. Think you got what it takes? Enter the Tiny Desk Contest. Send us a video of you playing an original song. You could play a Tiny Desk concert and go on tour. Find out more and see the official rules at npr.org/Tiny Desk Contest. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and today, a show of calm. I'm a huge fan of ambient music, and in its simplest form, ambient music can be really relaxing, but the magic of that music, the magic of ambient music for me, is that it stimulates thought and provides a creative space. That's how I look at it. Today, a whole show of recent ambient music, and I'll begin with a new piece from John Hopkins. Often, John works with electronic elements, but this is just piano and strings. The piece is called Scene Suspended. Thank you. John Hopkins on piano with violin arrangements performed by Emma Smith. The song is called Scene Suspended. I first heard the term ambient music while reading the liner notes to Brian Eno's Music for Airports back in 1978. That music was meant to ease anxious travelers at airports, and later it was a part of an installation at LaGuardia Airport. The beauty of that music is that it acts as both background music and foreground music. Brian Eno has worked with his brother Roger Eno in the past. They worked on music together, most notably on a documentary about the Apollo manned moon missions. They never made an album together, though, just the two of them, until now. Mixing Colors is the name of the soon-to-be-released album, and it's been 15 years in the making. I have a world premiere for you of this composition called Spring Frost. Roger Eno and Brian Eno with a piece titled Spring Frost. The way they worked together was quite fascinating. Roger would write a piece using an electronic keyboard, and that keyboard would capture the nuance of his performance as a MIDI file. And Roger would send those MIDI files, those representations of the notes he played, like how soft or how loud, and he'd send that to Brian. And Brian would take those MIDI notes, they didn't have sounds attached to it, just the performance, and then Brian would assign sounds to those MIDI files, and he'd manipulate them and create the music. Music that makes up this 18-track album called Mixing Colors. And that record comes out on Deutsche Grammophon on March 20th. I'm hoping to have a conversation with the two of them about this. Stay tuned on that. One of the inspirations for doing this show on Ambient Music came as a result of listening to hundreds of songs as I prepare for our annual trek to South by Southwest. That music festival has thousands of bands to see, so I'll sift through songs, often loud and brash songs, to figure out who I want to see, and I'll make my schedule out of that. And some of the music can be really jarring. And then up popped this next song from Lambert. And all I know about Lambert is that he's a German piano player who wears a Sardinian mask, one of those masks you might see at a carnival. It's devilish with its long horns, and it makes really for quite an image. But this cut stopped me in my tracks. It's called Vienna. That's beautiful music of Lambert from his 2019 album called True. I'm going to take a break, come right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniel's. Master distiller Jeff Arnett knows there are many elements to consider when making Tennessee whiskey, and each one contributes to its uniqueness.
It's hard to point to one thing at Jack Daniel's that creates its character. It's the water, it's the grain bill, it's the charcoal mellowing process, it's the yeast culture is unique to us, it's a proprietary culture, and it has a lot to say about the flavor of whiskey that it makes.
To learn more about Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly. This message comes from NPR sponsor Indeed. When it comes to hiring, you need help getting to your shortlist of qualified candidates fast. With Indeed.com, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/allsongs. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2020.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and we're doing a show of calm today. I'm going to tell you now a story of Ian Urbina, and he spent more than 5 years out in sea exploring everything from overfishing to the murder of stowaways. He wrote a best-selling book called The Outlaw Ocean, and while gathering stories for this book, he also gathered sounds. He captured the sea chanting of young Cambodian slaves, a call to prayer in Somalia, a crying woman from Indonesia, and these sounds have deep backstories. I mentioned them here as an introduction to our next bit of music. Ian Urbina has shared these sounds to musicians all around the world, and the result is this massive collaboration, 200 artists in more than 40 countries producing individual EPs. Astonishing. And I'm going to play just this one from an artist known as Teen Days, who took some of the samples of audio that Ian had recorded and was inspired by the chapter in Ian's book called Sea Slavery. And this is the song. It's called Reel In, parentheses, Sea Slavery.
Thank you.
That's the music of Teen Days, a Vancouver-based electronic music project of Jameson Isaac. The sounds used in this composition in collaboration with Ian Urbina include Water Jug, taken from some of Ian's reporting clips, an ambient ship out on the ocean, men chanting as they pull a fishing net. This massive audio project, along with the book The Outlaw Ocean by Ian Urbina, is meant to raise awareness about the injustices at sea. It's a fascinating project. I'll link to the project on the All Songs Considered website. Spend more time with it. There's so much to go through. Going to go next to Nicholas Poshberg. His debut album 2 years ago was one of the most beautiful records of 2018, and it was called Ocean. In fact, he set up a studio along the Baltic Sea and incorporated the sounds and the pacing of the ocean into his music. For this new album, Svalbard, Nicholas set up shop between mainland Norway and the North Pole. Temperatures didn't creep past minus 20 degrees, sunlight barely existed, and the inspiration came from those wide open spaces, the deep blue seas of the Arctic, and he created this cut called Duvet. Nicholas Poshberg. The song is Duvet. The album is called Svalbard, and that gorgeous record is out February 28th. I'll take us out on the first and only vocal piece on this calming edition of All Songs Considered. The music is by Skylar Gudaz. She's a musician based in Durham, North Carolina, with her new album produced by Brad Cook, who you might know from Bon Iver, also Waxahachie, I think The National. The song I'm going to play is called Actress. And Skylar Grudas says that she wrote this song while living in L.A., where she says, "I couldn't stop imagining the secret lives and ambitions of every person I encountered. I've worked a lot in the service industry and was reckoning with the need for a day job that most performance professionals require, and also how a day job is a performance in and of itself," she says. "I wanted to write a song that the bartender puts on after the last patron leaves, when your customer service mask goes away and who you are behind the facade of your job can come out." Let's go ahead and listen to Actress by Skylar Grudas. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. I hope you enjoyed. Stay calm. It's going to be okay. I hope. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Dark room next to the peaches. Take fountain bone chancery. Did you make your sex?